I'm Aileen De La Paz, a student at USF St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat. Journalism students at USF St. Petersburg have been working together to create the very first multimedia website to tell the various stories of South St. Petersburg's Black history. The website includes a digital story mapping tool, a searchable database, and oral histories of local residents. Andrea Perez is one of the students that worked on the website, and Nikki K. Part is the Director of Urban Affairs for the city. Andrea, I know that working on this project was a team effort with students from the Neighborhood News Bureau. Can you explain what the Neighborhood News Bureau is and who was involved?
Sure. So NNB, as we like to call it, is a newsroom covering the historic African-American neighborhood of St. Petersburg. So basically undergraduates and graduate students from the Department of Journalism and Media Studies at USF, St. Petersburg staff the newsroom under the supervision of Dr. Bernardo Mota.
Tell me a little bit about the website. How do you navigate it? What are the different sections and what kind of information can people find?
It's really interesting. When you visit the homepage, you will immediately see the mapping tool and a historical database that is now under development. If you click on the mapping tool that's titled From Peppertown to Midtown, you will find that it's like an aerial map of South St. Petersburg. And it has these little blue dots that mark historical points of interest. What's fascinating about the mapping tool is that below the map is a timeline that begins in 1943 and ends in the present. If you click on each blue dot, a photo of the location will appear on the right side, accompanied by a short historical description that is accurate to that area.
South St. Petersburg is full of rich history. So Nikki, how important and how beneficial do you think this project is to you and to the community?
It's very important, especially to me in the work that I do for the city, but more importantly to the community and that hat that I wear as well as a native of St. Petersburg. It's so important for our young people to understand the history and the culture from which they came. So it's always been a challenge to try to get that information in one centrally located place.
And like you mentioned, finding historical information from South St. P is actually more difficult than some people would think. Why do you think it's so challenging?
So this is not something that's unique to St. Petersburg. This is definitely something that the African-American community in cities all across the country have dealt with. We've always had, if you will, a challenge with passing down stories from generation to generation. But we know that it's a challenge, and as a result, we need tools like this that will translate and connect generations. So you'll have millennials who might not have had those type of storytelling figureheads in their family that can connect to this and have that same type of history shared throughout the generations without hearing it firsthand from people in their family.
And Andrea, will this be an ongoing project? And if so, how can the community contribute?
This will always be an ongoing project. The purpose of the database page, for example, the one that's under development, is to offer a space for collaborations, a space in which members of the community can work together to compile, you know, old photographs, events, dates that they remember, and it's very easy to contribute. They can contact Dr. Bernardo Mota, or they can visit nnbnews.com, and they can leave a comment.
Andrea Perez and Nikki Capehart, thank you both so much for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me here.
For a link to the website and to see some of the historic photos, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Aileen De La Paz.